Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we are currently now live and on air for tonight's show. We're going to be taking callers as usual. Our co-host Lolita is going to be running a little bit late today, so hopefully she's able to make it in and get on air. Now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to announce the website special. We have the 30 minutes for private reading set to $5 right now at howpsychic.com. We also have a lot of other great specials periodically on the website, and I believe we also have about one or two other specials going on currently right now as well. So you might want to take advantage of that and get over to howpsychic.com. Okay, we have two callers in the queue so far, and right before we start taking our callers for tonight, for those of you that would like to call into today's show, you can use the call-in number 619-789-6807 to call in and to raise your hand to ask your question. When you call in, push number 1 on your touch tone phones. Okay, first, when we're bringing you on air here, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our first caller today is area code 720. Hello, caller, please state your name and where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Yes, hello, and Jane, and how can I help you?
I just wanted to find out what you see for me coming up this year financially, and if I'll have some new business opportunities, investments, or anything like that.
Okay, yes, I do. I do feel that you are going to succeed this month. This year. Now, something is telling me there's some shifting going on within the rest of this month and the first week of March here, and this shifting is very positive. I feel like whatever energy blockages have been there currently for a good while now seem to be moving away, and you seem to be going into a period where you're going to be blessed more in the way of money making and in the way of career. I know that right now we're on a Mercury retrograde, so there's still some difficulty going on, but it looks like your main blockages are going away. I also keep seeing a storefront here, and like a very bright storefront. So let me ask you something. Do you have anything on consignment, or is there a storefront that you work out of, something with a storefront?
Not currently, but I am an entrepreneur, and I am looking for a new business venture to get into.
Okay.
So it very well could be something with a storefront, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just don't know what I'm going
to
do yet.
I want you to target the most right now, okay? And make sure it's in a medium, you know, kind of class area. You don't want to go too far into, like, the ghetto areas. You want to have it in a very nice area, hon. Because
okay.
I'm seeing you around Barnes & Noble. I'm seeing you around quite of other Eagle Outfitters, stores like that. Those are the store areas where I'm seeing you being, okay?
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, not a problem. Thank you.
I'll let you know. Bye-bye.
Okay, sorry. But please do call back and let us know. All right, our next caller for today is area code 412. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Keisha, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello, Keisha, and how can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know, is my ex stalking me in the middle of the night again?
Again, okay, let's see here. Is it the window in the back he would use the most? I'm getting a window. When you ask, I keep seeing a window, and I keep seeing this one trying to peek in, but around the area where the window is, it seems like it's an area where he cannot be seen very much, or at least not very obviously, okay? And the answer here is yes, I feel that there is some stalking going on. It doesn't appear to be every night, but there is some stalking going on. And I think that it is time for you to try and do some clearings again, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, our next caller today is area code 610. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Sonia, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And
yes,
my question, my question was concerning a problem I've been having with my heater, and the company that I bought it from. You know, every time they kept coming out, they were charging me, and then, you know, the last time it's like, they're not doing anything, and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to pay this bill, because all you're doing is looking at it and slamming me with a huge bill that I can barely afford. So I had an independent person who used to work for them, but, you know, he is no longer with the company, and he has been trying to, you know, pinpoint the problem. He's coming back tomorrow, but to try something else, but I'm just concerned because it is not an old, I mean, it's not brand new, but I really can't afford, you know what I'm saying? I want to get it fixed, and I just don't know what else to do.
Okay, hon. I'm going to go ahead and look into this real quick, and I'm going to see what might be the best decision in the way of this unit for you, okay? Okay. What I am being told, hon, and I'm going to be very honest with you, it may not be the answer you want, okay? Now, here's what can happen. It can be fixed. I feel that he will find the problem. He'll stay on it until he finds it, okay? I think that he can be trusted to a degree. Now, once one thing gets fixed with it, another thing goes wrong. So they're fixing it to a degree, but then something else goes wrong, okay? And I feel that you're going to end up sinking more money into this thing than it's worth, or than what it would cost you to get a brand new unit, okay? I also feel that if you were to hunt around and to really do some good, you know, footwork, you can end up getting a unit at a very discounted rate.
Well, actually, that was the thing, to get this unit, which only has about 4 years old, I had to take a loan. $8,000 loan, so
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I barely finished paying off not too long ago, so.
I understand, hon. But what I'm trying to tell you is that this thing is going to have to be fixed and fixed and fixed. I do not feel that, you know, you can fix it right now. It'll last maybe a little while, maybe a few months, a couple months, whatever, and then it goes haywire again. I'm feeling that it's going to continue to go haywire. So, you know, you're going to end up continuing to sink money into this never-ending, you know, bottomless pit hole that this thing is creating.
Okay.
The only thing that would do is buy you time to maybe save up more money for a newer unit, okay?
Yeah, but that was like the cheapest unit. I mean, the unit, we're talking $10,000, $15,000. I don't have that amount of money now, you know what I'm saying? And I don't see how I'm going to be able to save up that amount of money. And
look,
you know,
for sales, look for promotions. Look for things through the internet. You can find a lot of different coupons on the internet that bring prices down dramatically when combined with sales from these other, you know, unit manufacturers. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All thank right. you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have our next caller here, which is area code 408. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Ola. Thanks for taking my call. Just wondering if you feel I just decided to leave my job. Do you
yeah.
see that positive, a positive thing for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You decided to leave your job, and what do you have that's going to back this up?
Nothing. So I'm going to be looking.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want you. Okay. You have not left the job yet, correct?
I have one more day to go.
One more day to go. Okay. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm still seeing you there, but it's a very
yep.
short time period. Okay.
Yes.
I think leaving the job is a good idea, but not leaving it without something else set up to take its place immediately, you see?
Right.
So
yeah.
you're kind of already in that predicament. The dice has been thrown, so to speak. I do feel that you're going to find something, but I'm not seeing that happen until next month, okay? I'm
mm-hmm.
getting around, a week and a half. Within March, so like the first week and a half of March is the time period in which you will have the most opportune to find a job or to
mm-hmm.
find a source of income that benefits you but is also a better environment and a healthier
right.
place to be. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I have some money saved, so I have about a month or two to look for other work.
Yeah.
And I... The energy, do you feel energy was bad at the last job?
Yeah, I see the last job's energy, and I can't really blame you for wanting to leave. It's just a dead end, really. And if anything, the mentality there was really off when it comes to other people. But here's the thing. No matter what the mentality of other people in the workplace is, don't quit a job until you got an absolute backup.
Oh,
I know.
But you know what? I just had to take a leap of faith.
I understand. Well, leap of faith is good too. But,
yeah.
what you did was smart. You had at least some in savings that could back you up
yeah.
for 2 months. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Thank you.
You have a good night. Bye.
You too. Okay. Please don't forget to check out how. Psychic.com. That is HOWPSYCHIC.COM. We have the $5 special going on right now, along with another one or two specials at our website at HowPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller for today, which is area code 843. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Kimberly, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I just want to know where my career is going, what to do next.
Okay, Kimberly. Now, what I'm feeling here is you're juggling two different things, okay? One is the career, which hasn't quite taken off yet, but it seems to be going in the right direction, just needs a little bit more momentum, okay? And then I'm seeing something else that you have coming in. It's a bit small. It seems to be sustaining you. What are you doing in the way of work right now?
I'm a middle school teacher.
Okay. And that would be the career, or would that be just
that's
the
career.
Job? That's
the career.
Yeah.
I'm really not doing anything on the side. I've been writing on and off, but nothing is published. Nothing is doing anything
okay.
right now. So,
so you're writing. That's the smaller part. Maybe I want you to start looking at publishing those writings because that's going to be very good. The writing could end up becoming the career, and the career could end up becoming the secondary. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in way of... the schooling, if you want to pursue that and you want to get higher, this year is going to be the year to do that. But we're looking later on in the year. We're looking, April, and we're looking at May. Okay. Those are the most auspicious times for advancement towards the end of the year as well. Now, what I'm also seeing here, are you sure you don't have any other source of income besides your teaching?
No, I'm a veteran, and I get a stipend from them every month, but other than that, no.
Okay. Then that would be the other source of income, because I'm seeing two different sources of income right now. It's what you're doing to teach, and then the veteran income, okay? The veteran income could be symbolizing a income that you earned, but it doesn't mean you have to be currently earning it, you see?
Right. Right.
So that's okay. That's okay. That is what's helping you balance everything out right now, okay? And what I feel is you need to have something else. I'm feeling you going into business for yourself in a way. Have you tried selling anything on eBay? Have you tried other ideas for making money as well?
I have not.
Okay. I want you to look at work-at-home jobs, okay, some part-time jobs, because it feels very auspicious these next couple of months for you to get something else that might be a small little part-time, source of income for you, something you don't have to, like, go out to a store or anything to work at, something you can do as your own business.
Okay.
I do sense that you also have an intuitive ability. Maybe you could be a spiritual counselor, okay? So you might want to look into that as well.
Okay.
All right, hon. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, for those of you out there listening to the show, once more, please visit howpsychic.com. And we have some great specials going on over there. That is howpsychic.com. Now, for those of you that are listening, we will be moving the show now to Tuesdays. It's going to be Tuesday evening, at least for the first part. And we will go ahead and send out the alerts and the emails as regular for whenever we do have our show times. And I'm going to go ahead and post to the Twitter, to the Facebook, and to the Blog Talk community when the new shows will be. But our new shows will be moving to Tuesday evenings on the Eastern Standard time block. Okay. We want to wish you all a namaste, a love, light, and a good night.